Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I will just say this, and I'm not overly worried about it, but for as good as Drake has been statistically, I would say the past 2 weeks have not been as good, and that's all. I'll just say not as good as the previous three when he was like through the roof. And so, but I'm not worried about it because of Josh McDaniels and also that Drake May adjusts seemingly every week from half to half or game to game. He makes corrections. So I'm not overly worried about it. But, you know, if there was a spot where I think they might hit a little low, this might be it.
Time now for the Christian Arcan Show.
Yo,
it's Arcan on WEEI.
Good evening, welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios. We are powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original, and tonight we're here with you for
84 years.
Not quite. We do have 1 hour. 1 hour together here on this spooky Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody. If you're on your way out to go trick-or-treating, we appreciate you. We know you have a choice in things to listen to, and we appreciate you listening to us here tonight. We only have 1 hour, so I'll try and jump into things real quick. If you're watching on Twitch, you can see I am in my costume. I'm a little disappointed in the afternoon show. None of them wore a costume. Okay. Cool, guys. The midday show, I enjoyed their costumes. All the guys were Bill, and then Lucy came in, and she was Jordan Hudson. But what I think would have been funny is if they all dressed like Jordan and she dressed like Bill. Because if you think about it, last year was kind of the year to do the Belichick costume, you know? Jordan dressed as him. Ryan Clark, I think, dressed up like Bill. You remember that? I think it was Clark. It was somebody. Bill and he was the fisherman with
the mermaid,
thing. It was a whole thing. I mean, Bill dominated Halloween last year. I feel like this year, I mean, it's fun to, you know, it's always fun to make fun of Bill. But yeah, I feel like this year they were a little bit late. I do think, though, there was potential. For Billy Lanny dressed like Jordan Hudson, who wouldn't want to pay $10 to see that? So I think that would have been good. And then Lucy could have been, you know, Bill like Jordan was Bill last year. But whatever. I don't get paid enough money to come up with suggestions like this ahead of time. At any rate, happy Halloween, everybody. Hope you're enjoying yourself. Hope you're being careful out there. If you're driving around, watch out. You know, just drive carefully. And let's all have a nice night. All right, let's go ahead and start with the Patriots. And by the way, if you are watching, enjoy this for as long as you can if you're watching on Twitch, because I'm not sure I'm going to make it through the first segment. This wig and this mustache are incredibly annoying.
Both Dan already. And I have the under on a segment and a half.
I don't even think a half. Yeah, I'd go under that for sure. I think this may be, I might be done with this after the segment's over, or maybe even the middle of the segment. I'm not sure yet. At any rate, what you just heard there was Greg Bedard, my good personal friend Greg Bedard of the Patriots podcast, saying that the Falcons game this Sunday at 1 o'clock may be the spot where the Patriots hit a bit of a lull. And he cited the various reasons and stats, and all of that's fine. I think that I agree with part of his premise that the Falcons, more so than, say, the Cleveland Browns, are a much more balanced team. They're still not a good team. You're still not playing a good team here in these Atlanta Falcons. They're a team with a lot of flaws. They're a team that can be beaten very easily if you can get to Penix and rattle him, and you've seen that happen a few times, like in the Carolina game, for example. Penix looked like he didn't even belong in the field, and he's had some games where he looked very good. He's had some games where he looked like, you know, not the best quarterback out of that class or anything, but certainly not the worst. And I think that, you know, you look at some of the games they've won, they have wins over the Bills, over the Commanders, over the Vikings. No small thing. Their losses, though, losses, one of the Panthers stands out a lot. And this one last week to the Dolphins at home stands out a lot as well. Losing to the Dolphins while they're in the midst of this existential crisis that they're going through right now is pretty sad. Like, you know, you can't, it's hard to take a team seriously when they can't handle that group, that Miami group at home that we just saw get, you know, trounced again by Baltimore. Although there was some pretty iffy officiating in that game last night, which we'll talk about as well.
And just to play devil's advocate for Atlanta last week, they had Kirk Cousins instead of Penix playing, and they didn't have Drake London.
Yeah.
So.
And London's a good player, but that's, I mean, 34-10. Come on. You know, maybe
even Kirk Cousins can beat this Dolphins team.
Sure, he should be able to. I mean, Kirk Cousins, he looked bad, obviously, but I thought that he'd be able to step in there and do something and give you something. He couldn't do anything. I feel like the Falcons are kind of a fool's gold team. They're very hit or miss. The one thing that they're able to do, though, and one thing that they have been doing is getting to the quarterback. They're a good defense. They're kind of a scary defense, and they have a lot of guys up front. And also in that secondary, I think, that can pose problems for anyone, not just a team like the Patriots, though. A team like the Patriots, and I was just talking about this with Ted and Andy and Fitzy in the crossover. With the Patriots, you talk about fool's gold, and I don't know that that's what I'd call the Patriots so far, but they do have this air of being too good to be true. It does come off that way. And you look at some of the things that, I don't want to say they've struggled in, but they haven't been perfect in. No Ramondre Stevenson's a big one. We'll get to that. So the run game's going to have to be sort of reformed a little bit in this matchup coming up here. But outside of that, what has been their biggest strength? Downfield passing, right? I mean, you can't deny what Drake May's doing. His downfield numbers are off the charts. His completion percentage in general is off the charts. There's nothing that he's doing. You know, there's nothing he's doing that isn't really spectacular. The only thing that you can point to, and it's not even really anything he's doing, is he's getting sacked so much. And last week, I almost don't even count. Like, last week, yeah, he got sacked a bunch. Myles Garrett's going to do that to you. They played a bunch of teams that didn't have Myles Garrett on, and he was getting sacked in those games too. So that's sort of the point. I think the offensive line has been better than I expected, but you also are kind of, in a lot of ways, having it get sort of glossed over by the great play of Drake May. And that, I think, is something that is not tenable. It's not something you can count on. It's not something you can expect to be able to hold up all year. And there's going to be tougher games that they have. Tampa Bay's coming up. Obviously, it's going to be a tough one. After that, it's pretty soft again until you get to Buffalo. But again, if this is a team with real playoff aspirations, if this is a team that you and me and everybody else are going to be taking as seriously as they've been taking them all across the national media and everywhere else, then that's something that has to stop. That's something that you can survive through, you know, half a season maybe, but you eventually have got to figure it out. You eventually have to figure out, okay, our guy's getting hit way too much. Where's it coming from? Who's not in the right spot? Who's overmatched? What sort of schemes are we missing? What blitzes are we missing? The Falcons don't blitz a lot, all right? They get their sacks the old-fashioned way. They line up and they get after you, and that's what they do. And they're deep, and they're deep at pass rush, and they're that kind of team. That being said, the Patriots have been able to win these games despite May getting sacked a lot. So it's kind of a chicken or the egg question. Well, they can win anyways, so what's the big deal? Here's one thing about that, and it was also something I just mentioned to the guys in the crossover. Last year, Drake May, every third or fourth snap, was running for his life. Just, you know, the pocket broke down immediately. Brissett, too. Jacoby Brissett had the same problem. I remember we interviewed Jacoby Brissett, Bragg, for the first month of the season last year before May came in and replaced him. And Brissett was just getting he was getting clobbered every week. And he'd come in and his arms all cut up and it's like, you know, he's got these scabs everywhere. It's just like, oh, my gosh, poor guy. And then he'd come in the next week, you'd see some new ones on the other side. It's just like, damn, man, you know, they're not helping you out at all. And Drake May was kind of the same thing. May was getting hit a lot. He was getting chased all around. It wasn't super smooth. But what it did is it kind of gave him a baptism by fire. It kind of showed him, hey, Drake, it's not always going to be easy. You're not always going to have a ton of time to scan the field and pick out your guy. Sometimes you're going to have to take off and run. And when you're doing that, sometimes a play will present itself.
No, that's just terrible reporting.
Okay, well, maybe. Sorry, Jacoby. But either way, that's, you know, that's part of where he learned it. Yeah, UNC, he ran around a lot. UNC and the ACC is not the NFL. The speed of the pass rushers is not even in the same stratosphere. You know, you're talking about the best of the best. And Drake May has figured it out. He's figured out how to manage it, how to limit it. And that's something that I think you have to protect. You have to protect him, but you also have to protect all this progress that he's making. Because one big hit could undo some of it, you know? Like, all of a sudden, he's hesitant to go out of the pocket. All of a sudden, he's, you know, going down before the rush gets there, seeing ghosts down the field. These things happen with young quarterbacks. Now, Drake May hasn't shown really any semblance of that so far in his game. But I'm just sort of going by other young QBs that we've seen over the years and, you know, some of the issues that they've had, defenses switching up on them, different coverages, different blitzes, different packages, all that stuff. Eventually, even the all-time greats, eventually the league adjusts. It happens. It hasn't happened with May yet. May is still out there doing whatever he wants. Okay, so they're still working on that. But when it happens, is this team and this offense capable of, you know, countering and adapting? And I think the answer is yes. Your quarterback is young enough and talented enough that I think under the tutelage of Josh McDaniels, there's not really anything that I'm worried about. You know, there's not a defensive mind out there, a team out there anywhere that I'm sitting there going, you know what? These guys are going to be able to take it to May, and that's that. But if you think about the Tom Brady years and the times when the Patriots and Tom Brady got beat, and, you know, there was plenty of those years, a whole decade of them not making it there. And what was generally the problem in those instances, in those Super Bowls against the Giants, in those playoff games against Von Miller and the Broncos, you know, against the Jets even, in that defense that they had? What was the main way to beat the Patriots and to beat Tom Brady? Get after him. Get after him. Make him uncomfortable. Put him on the ground. You know, get him down. Hit him after the throw. You know, just go out there and make his life miserable. And not a lot of teams were able to do that over the course of the Brady years. Brady had a great offensive line for almost his entire career, really. I mean, if you look back at it and you look at all of those groups, there weren't really that many down years for that offensive line. For the most part, they were stellar. And Brady, I think, was obviously the greatest quarterback of all time. But, you know, it certainly didn't hurt to have a great O-line there that was under, Scarnecchia for all that time and just all the incredible numbers that they put up together. That being said, when you wanted to get to Brady, when you beat Tom Brady, you did it. They all generally did it the same way. One of the few exceptions, I would say, would be the Eagles in 2017. The Eagles in 2017 in that Super Bowl outscored you. I mean, it was just as simple as that. It was a shooting gallery, and they ended up scoring just one more point, having one more possession. But usually when the Patriots got taken out in the Brady years, it was because the other team's defense and the other team's front got to Tom Brady and made his life a living hell. All right, that's how they did it. That's how Strahan did it. That's how Tuck did it. That's how Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware and all those other guys. I mean, that's what they did. And that is how it happened. Now, this isn't Drake May. Is not Tom Brady. He's a totally different quarterback with a different playing style and different strengths and different abilities. All that's true. But he's getting hit an awful lot. He's getting hit more than Brady got hit. And he's getting hit more than, like, Justin Fields. When I think of Justin Fields, I think of him getting sacked for, like, a 45-yard loss. That's basically been, like, his main play this year. Like, if you think of, like, signature plays, Justin Fields fading back, running around and getting sacked, like, 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage is what I think of when I think of Justin Fields. May's getting sacked more than Fields. He's getting sacked more than everyone, other than Cam Ward. Cam Ward leads the league. Drake May is second. He's also second in sack percentage and second in pressure percentage. And that, again, is not to say that I think this offensive line stinks. I don't think that. I don't. I think with the rookies and everything else, like, you've had some games where they've looked very good. But in some of the other games, including last week, it was a little shaky, a little sketchy. And if that doesn't change, then eventually the physical toll is going to take its toll, I guess, on Drake May, but also the mental toll. Because another year of him running for his life, getting hit all the time, eventually that's kind of, you know, eventually that changes your brain. That changes the way you think about, what am I going to do on this play? Who am I going to go to? What is my target going to be? You know, you just start rewiring those things because you don't want to keep getting hit a million times. All right, well, I'll get rid of the ball quicker. All right, well, I'll take off down the sideline. All right, well, I'll do this. But I can't just stay out here and keep getting hit. You know, that happens to everybody when they get sacked that much. You know, it's just, it's an unfortunate way of the world. And in the NFL, it makes sense. You're getting sacked that much, that means you're probably, you know, getting hurt eventually. And, you know, no one wants that to happen with Drake May. And that's why I think that there's so much to praise and so much to love about his game and just how exciting it is and how much fun it is to have a mobile quarterback who can throw on the run and make these, you know, bucket throws to these wide receivers, some of whom we had completely written off. I think we'd written off Pop Douglas. I had. Kayshon Boutte, I didn't completely write him off, but I had no idea he had this in his chamber here. You know, like I didn't think that was a possibility. And even someone like Steph Diggs, who I think we're all surprised to see be back playing as quickly as he was. And not just that, but playing his ass off. You know, he had two games where he looked like the best receiver in the league. And he hasn't quite matched that since, but it's not like he's been, you know, it's not like he's been a negative. He scored a touchdown last week. Like, he's been, and in that locker room, his influence and, you know, his leadership ability, I think, is invaluable. Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich, who you may know as the guy with the kid who prank called Shedeur Sanders at the draft, that old jerk. How dare you? How dare you do that to my Shedeur? He said that Drake May is a miniature Josh Allen.
It's a tremendous challenge. Being in the AFC East for 4 years, got very familiar with Drake, especially the last couple, and he's way better than I wanted him to be. He feels like a mini Josh Allen, like a younger Josh Allen in a lot of ways, his mobility, his arm strength, the way he can take a game over with both facets of the game. So he's going to be he's a problem. And then this team has a running game that they're trying to create an identity, and they're doing so. You could tell it feels a lot like the Titans teams where you were going to get 30 to 40 duos, double-doubles game, and they were going to hand the ball off to Derrick Henry. Well, they're doing the same thing now with Ramondre and the stable backs that they have.
Well, they're not going to be doing it this Sunday because Ramondre Stevenson didn't practice all week and is out, got a bum toe. And that means Travion Henderson, that means the new guy, Terrell Jennings, and the kid from Cleveland, maybe, if they end up bringing
D'Ernest
in
Johnson.
D'Ernest Johnson, if he's on the roster, I guess we'll see. I mean, they got to have three running backs, don't they? You'd think. So we'll see about that. This could be one of those games. They're expecting run heavy. Instead, it's going to be Drake dropping back a lot because they don't necessarily feel confident in the run game without Stevenson. That's a very real possibility. It's not like the Falcons are some easy team to run on anyway. I think we were all enthused by what we saw from Henderson last week until the fumble. I still think you make him the feature back and you know feed him like you'd feed a regular number one running back there. And if he's, you know, not up to the task, you try the other guys and, you know, try and do some things in the second half. That's the other thing. If the Patriots get off to a bad start against Atlanta, are you going to be worried? I'm not. They've gotten off to bad starts against pretty much everyone. And they're past the point of that sinking them. They get off to rocky start. They didn't score a touchdown in the first half last week. But this is the best third quarter team in the league right now. This is the best halftime adjustment team in the league right now. I don't think it's even particularly close. And it's somewhat subjective. I know there's numbers, but the Patriots' numbers in the third quarter lately have been astronomically good. And I think that is not something that I take lightly. I think the Falcons, you know, it's not like they have a bunch of idiots there. Although, Ulbrich, I don't know. That guy leaving the scouts' numbers out there. Yes, Joe?
Well, they're also smart enough to not bring in Bill Belichick.
True. True. They did have the foresight to avoid Bill Belichick. Yeah. That'd be interesting, right? Bill, they're playing tonight, right? The Syracuse-UNC, I think that game starts in like 40 minutes, right?
7:30 ESPN, the Tar Heels and the Orange.
There you go. What do you think Jordan's going to be wearing? She's going to be wearing something wild tonight, I bet. Speaking of something wild, did you see Sydney Sweeney?
Not talking about this.
Okay, fine. We don't have to talk about that. Anyways, I shouldn't be talking about that with this getup on. That probably makes it like a million times creepier. Anyway, back to the Patriots. With no Ramondre Stevenson, I feel as though the run game is going to either have to be really manipulated in a way that makes sense. I don't expect it to work out great in the first half because I don't expect much to work out great in the first half with this team. But if they can keep Atlanta off the scoreboard, if they can keep Atlanta in check and keep Michael Penix in check and maybe turn him over a couple of times here, then even if the offense isn't firing on all cylinders early on in the game, they can certainly make the adjustments that they need to make, come out in the second half and do what they've been doing all these teams all year. I think that's absolutely in the cards, and I think this, for the Patriots anyway, is going to be another win in this streak. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. You want to talk some Patriots, go ahead and jump in line. We'll get to your calls next. Also got some Bruins thoughts I want to get to. I was in the building last night from the second period anyway to watch that one and the overtime, so I have some thoughts on what the Bruins are doing and some of the changes that they've made, which we'll get to right after Joe Braverman get you caught up on what's trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The final injury report is out for the Pats as they gear up for their home encounter with the Atlanta Falcons this Sunday. Running back Ramondre Stevenson has been ruled out after not practicing all week due to a toe injury. On the other side for the Falcons, no injury designation for quarterback Michael Penix Jr. as he will return to the starting role. Also starting safety Jesse Bates III and starting edge rusher Leonard Floyd are listed as questionable. Some other news around the NFL. Bears running back DeAndre Swift has been ruled out with a groin injury. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels will return after missing last week with a hamstring issue. And the Dolphins will keep Mike McDaniel as their head coach for the remainder of the season, but have fired general manager Chris Greer. Also some news, Arcan, you might want to pay attention to. Jaguars defensive back and wide receiver Travis Hunter officially placed on injured reserve. His ACL is intact, though, they say, but good. Liam Cohen says they're debating whether to keep him out the rest of the year. Celtics are on the road to face the 76ers tonight. It's night one of group play in the NBA Cup, also known as the in-season tournament. The Sixers are undefeated this year at 4-0, including a season opening night win against these same Celtics. Tip-off from Philly is at 7 o'clock. Bruins had practice today before their matinee tomorrow against the Hurricanes. Head coach Marco Sturm told reporters that Elias Lindholm is expected to be out for a few weeks after leaving last night's game with a supposed knee injury. He was scheduled to get an MRI earlier today. The Blue Jays can win their first championship since 1993 with a Game 6 World Series win at home over the Dodgers. Yoshinobu Yamamoto and Kevin Gausman is tonight's pitching matchup. You can listen to ESPN Radio's coverage of the Fall Classic right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM beginning at 7 o'clock. First pitch is at 8. And Boston College Hockey is on the road to face Northeastern. You can hear that on WEEI AM 850 beginning at 6:45. Tomorrow, BC Football hosts 12th-ranked Notre Dame. That can be heard right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM. Coverage from Alumni Stadium begins at 3. Kickoff is at 3:30. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner, upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DEIF. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
A steal. 3-on-1. Hustinov with Lindholm. Hustinov, he scores! The Bruins come cascading off the bench. Murat Hustinov with a dagger. Top shelf over the glove end. Bruins 4, Sabres 3 in overtime.
We got to realize who we are. First of all, I think we're not like a lead team. I think we're in a good spot. Can we be better? Yes. So we got to be really careful with that. For me, the question is, as a coach, I want them to see the way I want them to play. And I think we're heading definitely in the right direction.
A good song. In the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah Straight out of Linwood, I think, was a better album than this, but this is a good song.
And I've been milking and plowing so long that
even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone.
I'm a man of
Weird Al can rap, too, by the way. If you've heard White and Nerdy, which is obviously Riding Dirty, but it's about how white and nerdy he is, it's a great song. That's a hard song to do, it's a hard song to rap, and he rips it. I mean, he's great. He's Weird Al, people just think he's like this goofball, and he is, obviously. But him and his band are incredible musicians. Incredible musicians. They really are. He's still touring now. He just had a tour. It was his biggest tour he's ever had. He's been doing this for 40 years.
I remember when his movie came out and it started to go on streaming, and I had live
Harry
TV.
Potter?
Yeah. with Radcliffe. Like,
yeah.
The one that got him.
That was a funny movie.
Because they played the commercial or the promo where Radcliffe was singing Rocky Road. I love Rocky Road.
Yeah, yeah.
And that got stuck in my head.
It's a great one. Rocky Road, Eat It. Eat It's a great one.
Too bad we only have an hour. We could have fun with these Rick Jones.
We could. I know all his songs too. Like you could put like a karaoke on. I could do for the last segment instead of talking the World Series. I could just do a Weird Al medley, but I won't because it's Halloween. I don't want to ruin everyone's night, and that probably would do that if it hasn't already. By the way, if you're watching, I am not dressed like Howard Stern. That's the guess I'm seeing a lot of in the YouTube and the Twitch chat. Not Howard Stern. I know it sort of looks like Howard Stern. It's Weird Al Yankovic, one of my personal heroes.
It's Weird Al, Travis Hunter, Shedeur Sanders.
In that order, yes. The Bruins last night, I was there for that game. I left from here, I went right down. It was nasty out. Oh, it was gross out last night. And I had to pay way too much to park near the place. But I went down there, caught the second and third periods, as well as the overtime. I watched as Murat Hustinov came flying down the side there and buried a great dangle there and buried that puck. And got the win for the Bruins, who I thought were really about to blow that game. It seemed like this was going to be a typical Bruins pork job. And they were getting just massacred. I mean, Korpisalo, I'll give him credit. He was under siege that entire game by the Sabres. And he held his own. He held his own back there. Even though you've benched Mason Lauri, and he is not really a part of the mix right now in that defensive group, at least not on the ice last night in the last couple of games, they have been winning, and Korpisalo has been playing better, but I still think that defense just needs a ton of work. Now, here's the big question on everyone's mind. Has Jonas Korpisalo supplanted Jeremy Swayman as your number one goalie on this team? My answer to that is not yet, but that's my opinion. The opinion of Marco Sturm, I think, may be in the affirmative. Like, yeah, this is my guy now. This is who I'm going with. I am not going to sit here and, let this big contract that I wasn't even a part of and I wasn't even here when they signed it, I'm not going to sit here and let that completely sink me in the first month of the season. And so he's going with the hot hand. I don't think that that means Jeremy Swayman's going to be your number two guy all year. I sort of feel like at this point, if Swayman got off to a real hot start, I would question a move like this, but he hasn't. And it's not like Corposalo has either, but they have won a couple of games with him there, and it does seem as though, you know, there's a little something more clicking maybe than it is when Swayman's out there. And that could be in part because Swayman just isn't that good, or maybe it's something else. I don't know. Either way, I would stick with this until you have to adjust again, and that's the way the season's going to have to be. The Bruins are not going to be a reliable hockey team this year. I just don't think that they're going to be able to settle into something that works for them the way that the rotation with him and Ullmark did. And that was a great rotation, obviously. They've won a lot of games that way. But I don't think that that's something that they're going to settle right into. They're going to have to tweak it all throughout the year, I'd imagine. And I think at some point, probably very soon, Swayman will be back there in the number one role because Corposalo, as good as he looked last night and as good as he's looked in some games this year, is still Jonas Corposalo, who is not necessarily an elite goalie in the league and has never really shown flashes of being an elite goalie in the league, whereas Jeremy Swayman has. That being said, a lot of these goalies that get paid these big bucks, I think it was Scott and Weymouth calling earlier, talking about, if you just jumbled up all the goalies and traded them all around, nothing would change. I think that's obviously not true. But I do think that a lot of these guys that did get paid, I don't know if it was getting paid and feeling like, I got paid, so what, or they're just something else, but maybe it's just the nature of the position, or maybe they just got lucky in a contract year and that type of thing, or they played hardball with the team and they didn't have another backup option, which is what happened with the Bruins. Swayman, he wanted to get paid, and they decided to play hardball with him even though they had no leverage, and it ended up being this whole fiasco. And who knows, maybe if they had gotten that thing ironed out way before when they actually did, none of it would have mattered, none of it would have changed, and Swayman wouldn't be able to be a number one guy playing 60% of the games, 65% of the games. At any point, that's very possible. And the way Swayman's looked, listen, I'm a huge Swayman defender, and I always have been. But I can't deny what's right in front of me. I can't deny what we're all seeing with our own eyes. And that is Swayman struggling, sometimes his fault, sometimes not, but struggling. The team struggling when he's out there. And now Corposalo, for a couple of games, has been able to get the train back on the track a little bit. And again, we're talking about a team that's still under 500. We're still talking about a team that is very, very flawed. And as I pointed out to you, Corposalo looked good, but that defense let Buffalo take 40 shots on him. It's like, getting out shot 40 to what, 22? It's amazing they won that game. It really is. They had that lead early in the first period. They got out shot like 15 to 5 in the first period. And two of those five shots went in the net. So, you're better than Buffalo, I guess. You can say that. Buffalo, they're a 500 team. But not any team that I think you want to aspire to be on the level with. That's a team that you need to leave in the dust if you want to be taken seriously. And I'm still not sure yet if I can take the Bruins seriously. I know, Joe, you've been out on the Bruins since the beginning of the year. You said I have no expectations for this team. They're not worth, getting real invested in this year. And that may be true, but I don't know. That's hard. You look at some of these new faces, some of these new guys, including Husnadinov, who last night with that goal, that was a great goal. That was a great goal to finish that one off. I enjoyed that a lot. And, with the abilities, I think that, and he's not new, right? He came over last year.
He was part of the deadline last year.
Which he trade? Was he the Coyle trade?
I want to say it was the Coyle trade. I'm going to verify that.
Okay. Maybe not. Who did they trade with Minnesota? Because I feel like he was on the Wild last year before they traded for him. But either way, it was a nice goal. And they have a lot of new names and new faces out there. And for whatever it's worth, I think that they're a team that does have the pieces, not all of them, but they do have some of the pieces that you need to be a contender. David Pastrnak is a player on a team that you have to take seriously. Charlie McAvoy, although it's been a tough year so far for him and whoever he's matched up with, although I thought him and Zadorov looked okay last night, in the second and third periods anyway. McAvoy a plus one, Zadorov a plus one. Andrew Peak, he's been sort of a tough watch. But I think that if you can get McAvoy, Zadorov, Lindholm going a little bit, you're gonna be stuck with some guys out there who look like they're skating on two left skates, but I think eventually that'll fall into place. And that's really where it all starts for me. Geeky moving down to the third line and you know, the heater that he's on right now. Pasternak's going to be Pasternak. Zaka, we'll see about that. Lindholm, we'll see about him and that injury. I didn't think that was a dirty hit, by the way. You know, knee to knee. Like, I never feel like those are on purpose. No one ever tries to go knee to knee, because if you go knee to knee, you could bleep up your own knee. Like, I just don't think that anyone ever is really trying to do that. And I don't think Greenway was trying to do that either, although I did like how Zadorov was chasing them all around, trying to fight him. You know, I like that we have a guy who's willing to do that. And he talked about it after the game. He's like, listen, I've had to fight people after clean hits. You know, what do you want? That's the way it is. I'm the guy who fights. So I'm, you know, going out there trying to fight. And he didn't want it, and that's fine. But I thought that was good that he was out there trying to stick up for his guy. I think that the Bruins in general do have pieces. You know, they have pieces. They don't have a full puzzle yet, but some of the pieces are there in place, and they're just going to have to either organically figure out how to fill in around it, or they're going to have to, you know, be a little more bold. I don't know if that means going down to the AHL, if that means making trades, if that means what, who knows. But there are still some steps to be taken here if you want to take this team seriously. It was nice that they won. I'll take a win. But that's the Buffalo Sabres over there, and you got absolutely dominated for most of that game. And some of the goals that were given up there were just, oh, they were brutal. The Tuck goal, the Doan goal, oh, my God. Like, both of those, I'm just like, Jesus. Can someone get in front of these guys? Can someone do anything? And as long as this defense is this maligned, I think that's going to be an issue for them. Certainly against good teams, it was an issue for them against the bad team last night. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We got the Patriots on the table. We got the Bruins on the table. And coming up in about 20 minutes, we got the World Series pregame, Game 6, as the Blue Jays look to bring the trophy back to the Great White North. And the Dodgers look to force a Game 7. It is the hottest ticket in town tonight, and we have it for you right here on WEEI, your home for World Series baseball. I got one more segment in this ridiculous outfit, and then we're out of here talking baseball right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. And prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
And the Blue Jays are headed home one win from a championship. And it was a child who led them tonight. 22-year-old Treya Savage. 12 strikeouts.
I'm Cam Putney. I don't want to speak on anybody else, but for me personally, I've just been terrible. I've been terrible, and there's no I wish it was from lack of effort. I really do, but it's not, so I don't have any answers.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Chris and Arcan Show. We got about 8 minutes left before we have to make way for the World Series. Does anyone still go to Spooky World? You ever been to Spooky World, Joe?
I've never even heard of Spooky World.
You never heard of Spooky World?
Well, I probably have, but it's probably been like a long time.
Spooky World is up in New Hampshire. I forget the town it's in. Litchfield, I want to say? Litchfield, New Hampshire? Or is it Salem? No, Salem's where Canopy Lake Park is. Litchfield, I think it's Litchfield, New Hampshire. And Spooky World is this place where I used to bartend with a young lady who would moonlight over at Spooky World around this time of year. And they would get into some wild stuff up there, man. they would do some wild stuff. I hadn't been up there in years. But it's not like ha ha, we're all having fun scaring you. Like they get into it, man. They really do. They got the Babadook, like they got all that stuff up there. It's pretty wild. My costume's coming apart, so I'm going to try and get to these points here quickly. But, yeah.
You got 6 minutes. You can do it.
6 minutes. Okay. If you're on your way to Spooky World, shout out to you. And shout out to Spooky World. It's still going. Spooky World's still a thing, right? I think it is. It's got to be, right? I would have heard of Spooky World closed. I have a young child now. I'm so far removed.
Yeah,
it's still going.
It's
up there.
It's got its lights out tomorrow after their Halloween celebration.
Makes sense. That's why it's the end of the Spooky World season. That's the end of spooky season. And then it's Thanksgiving season coming up after that. So there you go. Anyway, World Series tonight. We got it for you right here on WEEI. So keep it right here. You're home for World Series baseball. The Dodgers, the, I think, maybe soon-to-be World Series champion Toronto Blue Jays, although I've been wrong about every step of the way of this series. Every time I think the Dodgers have it locked up, here come the Blue Jays. Whenever I think the Dodgers have a real big advantage, the Blue Jays end up getting to the starter and getting into that bullpen and making them pay for it. And meanwhile, the Dodgers here, including that guy you just heard, Mookie Betts, who I read something today about Mookie Betts, and did the Red Sox actually make the right call in the Mookie Betts trade? I almost fell out of my chair. What a bold thing to write about. I believe it was Michael Hurley, no? Sorry, I got this wig in my mouth now. It's really, really bad. Who was writing about this today? I should probably have done that before I started talking about it. But anyway, the premise was Mookie Betts just had the worst offensive season of his career, and they're still on the hook for 7 years and $200 million, something like that, 28.5 for the next 7 years, whatever that adds up to. And it's, you know, starting to look like you're getting into the bad years of that deal. Now, whenever you sign someone like Mookie Betts or Manny Machado or Bryce Harper or any of these guys to these long, long contracts, and Mookie's 33, about to turn 33, I think, so, you know, you're not in the prime years anymore, and he signed until he's 39. But eventually, and people know this, they go in with their eyes open when they sign these contracts. They know you're paying for the first 5-6 years, and that's really what you're getting. And if you can get, you know, league average or better for the latter years, then you make out okay. You consider that a wash. Even if, you know, even if towards the end it really starts to peter out and you're paying $28 million for a guy who's a, you know, rotation player or something, then fine. But with Mookie, I think, you know, if he stays relatively healthy, his OPS this year was in the sevens. It was like the low 735, I want to say, something around there. And that's, you know, for him, very low. But for the league, that's not terrible, you know. I mean, there you go. And it was Michael Hurley, by the way. Shout out to him. And shout out to him for taking a bold stance. Now, and he addressed this in the article, you can't say that the return for Mookie Betts made, you know, that it was a good trade for that, because it certainly wasn't. Connor Wong is the only one still left. Verdugo is long gone. Jeter Downs never was. That trade absolutely sucked. That trade sucked so bad I almost stopped watching the rat. Like, I almost gave up on the organization in general. It was one of those type of moves that just, like, broke everyone's heart. There was nobody who escaped that. There was no one who didn't love Mookie Betts, really. I mean, even like the harsh critics of the Red Sox, everybody was devastated when that move got made. I don't remember really any sort of pushback from the other side. And now, I mean, even if there was even a little bit, they have to admit they're wrong now. But the idea that 7 more years, if that's what he was asking for, if that's what he was looking for, and, you know, what are you going to do with these last 7 years? If you had the last 5 years of Mookie Betts here with the Red Sox, then, and Hurley made this point, you probably aren't a last-place team. You probably aren't missing the playoffs as often as you do. You know, you could still build around him, and you would have him and Devers, presumably, if that was the case. and you'd go from there. And I think that that would have been perfectly fine. But when I look at Mookie now, especially in that extra inning game, he was dog water in that game.
I've just been terrible.
He really was. How they walked Ohtani, how many times did Mookie do anything in that game? He got intentionally walked once. One time, I think it was the only time he got on base. He was absolute dog water in that game. And that could have ended many, many times. And when you have a lineup with all those guys in it, with Muncy and Freeman and Hernandez and, you know, all the Will Smith and everybody else.
And the other Hernandez.
And the other Hernandez. Although Teoscar's the one that I'm more scared of, and everyone should be more scared of. Although Kike, I'll tell you, playoff Kike cannot be denied. He always comes out. He's like Sandoval, you know, even when he's not that good anymore. They always come through in the playoffs. They like those big moments. At any rate, neither here nor there.
By the way, Mookie was 1-for-8 in the 18-inning game.
In that game. I mean, you know, it's not like anybody was really doing great. No one scored a run or did anything for how long. It's not like they were going back and forth. No one could score any runs. But, you know, Mookie Betts in particular, with Ohtani getting walked in front of him, walking them to get to you, and you can't make them pay any of those times, that was definitely noticeable. Now
They're going to try something else.
Yeah, we'll see. Yamamoto on the mound tonight. Kevin Gausman going for Toronto. Gausman has been tremendous. So is Yamamoto. Yamamoto's actually been a little bit better. More wins, lower ERA. His whip is even lower. Gausman has a whip of .93. Yamamoto, .73. He has been badass. More strikeouts. Has allowed more hits. But aside from that, the pitching matchup, you have to say, slants towards the Dodgers. They just have more of a – he's been better. You know, that's – I'd give them the advantage right now. Gausman has been tremendous. He has been tremendous. And I think that when you have two teams that are playing the way they're both playing right now, even if you do have a slight pitching advantage, it's going to come down to more than that. They can get Yamamoto out of there and they can get to that bullpen again while Gausman goes 7 or 8 innings, the Blue Jays will be hoisting that trophy. And the Dodgers dynasty is going to take a massive, massive blow.
So you're calling it tonight, Blue Jays win the World Series.
I think they do. So bet on the Dodgers. That's all the time I have here tonight. Joe Braverman, great job. Happy Halloween, everybody. I'll talk to you on Sunday, 10 a.m. We got Football Sunday with myself, Mego, Shime, Ted, Wiggy, Tommy Curran, the whole gang. Can't wait. Talk to you then at 10 o'clock here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Good night now.
That's it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.